The big story right now is monetary policy divergence, with central banks forced into some very difficult positions in 2022. Central banks are contending with rocketing inflation, but needing to be careful about raising interest rates too fast so as to knock their economies into recession. And as things stand, the risks of economies outside of the U.S. going into recession from higher rates seems to be more likely than in the U.S., with the Fed expected to keep moving aggressively for the time being, while other central banks move a little slower. The resulting price action has seen broad US dollar demand and downside pressure in stocks. And today we finally saw the euro drop down to kiss that parity level against the US dollar. Alarming slumps in German and Eurozone ZEW reads certainly didn't help the euro's cause. The pound has also suffered of late, sinking to its own yearly low on the back of added pressure from all of the political uncertainty. The UK will be getting a new prime minister on September 5th. Looking ahead, absence of first year data on the US calendar will leave the focus on the bigger picture themes. That's all for now.